Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1229, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial and anywhere on the planet at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll remember Professor Peter Schickele, we'll make hay, and celebrate Fritz Kreisler's birthday. I also hope you like playing One Thing in Common, because we've got another episode tonight. Many of you are aware that I've been a huge fan of Peter Schickele and P.D.Q. Bach ever since high school, so although I knew that Professor Schickele was in poor health of late, I was nonetheless very shocked and saddened to hear of his passing. He died peacefully at home, surrounded by family, on January 16th at the age of 88, perhaps not coincidentally, a year for each key on a modern piano keyboard. So, although I last played it in 2019, as a tribute to Professor Schickele, one last time, I'm going to play the fifth movement from P.D.Q. Bach's Schlepptet in E-flat major, Schickele Zero, titled Hey Nani Nanio, performed by I Virtuosi di Hoople, followed by the New Charleston by the Jazz Miami Dance Orchestra.
Hey.
the Jazz Miami Dance Orchestra, led by René Desmarais, from a 1926 French Pathé 78, and The New Charleston. That was written by Raoul Moretti, and is from his 1925 operetta, Trois Jeunes Filles Nuées, which translates as Three Nude Girls. It debuted in Paris and opened here in the U.S. at Jolson's 59th Street Theater on March 4, 1929, but ran for a mere 8 performances. You can't help but notice the remarkable similarities between that piece and the preceding Hey Nani Nanio. I first heard The New Charleston in 2004, and I was finally able to ask the professor directly in 2018 if The New Charleston was the inspiration for the PDQ Bach piece. He said he could certainly see how one might think that, but confirmed that he was completely unaware of the recording by the Jazz Miami Dance Orchestra, and it was definitely not the inspiration for the Hey Nani Nanio, just a marvelous coincidence. Here's one more vintage record as a tribute to Peter Schickele.
All aboard! All aboard!
Passing of Peter Schickele, I, like Clarence Williams' Washboard Band, have got the PDQ Blues. Fletcher Henderson also recorded it, but as an instrumental. Williams' version has Clarence Lee singing John Simpson's lyrics to Charles Henry's tune. Both takes E21788 and 21789, made March 8, 1927, were issued on Brunswick 7000. Thank you, Professor, for all the music, serious and funny, and all the laughs. Rest in peace. If you are unfamiliar with Peter Schickele or PDQ Bach, I would like to direct you to the website, schickele.com, S-C-H-I-C-K-E-L-E, and to the many YouTube videos. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records from Rapidly Rotating 78 RPM Records of the 1920s and 30s. The Hey Nani Nani-O is the perfect excuse for a couple of Hey segments. Here are Dalhart and Smalley.
Such a lot in my time, I know the hairpins by heart. The way they chase after me, babe, it's a crime, and the way I make love, it's an art. So let's find a corner and start. What do you say? Hey, babe, hey, babe, how you doing today, babe? You look sore to ship-shape to me, and I've sighted a few. Hey, babe, hi, babe, why not give me a try, babe? And maybe I'll make you mine, babe, 'cause I'm nuts about you. What's your plans for today? If you're lonesome, sort of you're lonesome, well, I have some shining to do. People sell seed in the sunshine when the day's like coffee or tea. And so maybe I'm willing to leave, cause I'm nuts about you. Thank you.
babe, I'm sweetly nuts about you.
All together, one, two, three, raise your hand and answer me with hey, hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, your cares away. If you're 9 or 99, give the world this welcome sign and hey, hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, your cares away, round and round from north to southward. Make hey, hey, the mouth-to-mouth word. Not toss your troubles to the sky with this happy lullaby and hey, hey,
hey, hey,
after hey, 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 your cares away. One more. Oh, that's lovely. Now put a little color in your conversation. Add a little holler to your salutation. Join the happy throng today. Sing a song of hey, hey, hey. Now Harlem dropped its hidey high. Now the brown-skinned babies cry. Hi, hi.
Hi, hi.
Oh, the hi, 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 your cares away. Winter turns right into spring. Then the birds begin to sing. Hey, 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 your cares away, round and round from north to southward. Make hey, hey, the mouth-to-mouth word. Not follow, try your sociability. Brother, drop your dignity. And hey, hey,
hey, hey,
under hoy, hoy.
Victor's answer to their own Fats Waller, Tempo King and his Kings of Tempo, with Hey, 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 Your Cares Away, written by Mike Riley, Jimmy Johnson, and Nelson Cogan. The piano accompanist on Bluebird B-6687, recorded November 17, 1936, was Queenie Ada Rubin. Before that, Ted Weems and his orchestra with the vocal trio of Red Engel, Elmo Tanner, and Parker Gibbs on Hey Babe Hey, from Decca 969A, September 27, 1936. Hey Babe Hey was written by Cole Porter, and it's sung, danced to, hummed, and played as background music in the Eleanor Powell Jimmy Stewart picture Born to Dance. Jimmy Stewart actually sings in the film, but Eleanor Powell's vocal is dubbed by Marjorie Lane. We started the set with the International Novelty Orchestra, conducted by Nat Shilkret, with Hey Hey and Hee Hee, I'm Charleston Crazy, composed by Charles A. Matson and Irving Mills, with the lyrics by R. Arthur Brooke. On the first four takes, July 25, 1924, Billy Murray was the vocalist, but those efforts were all destroyed. The band came back on August 22nd with Vernon Dalhart and Ed Smalley and got it right on Take 5, issued on Victor 19509. One quick note to last week's show. I played Singing a Song to the Stars by Leo Reisman and his orchestra and said that the vocalist was unidentified. In fact, it was Lou Conrad. So, with apologies to Mr. Conrad, and to help make up for that slight, here he is again to start off another Hey segment, but a Hey of another type.
Thank you. looking for a needle in a haystack, searching for a moonbeam in the blue. Still I've got to find you. It's just like looking for a raindrop in the ocean, searching for a dewdrop in the dew. Still I've got to find you. I haunt the place where we used to meet, look at each face I pass on the street. Sometimes I hear the beat of your feet, but it's just imagination. Though it's like looking for a needle in a haystack, still I'll follow every little clue, for I've got to find you.
There'll be ice cream too and a drink for you on the old hayride in the morning. Gonna be there the dark and hardly wait for the rooster to crow at dawning. Oh, we'll just let loose and we'll raise the deuce on the old hayride in the morning. Thank you. Oh, my future bride will be by my side on the old hayride in the morning. And I know she'll say that she'll name the day on the old hayride in the morning. Every boy's sweetheart knows we're gonna start just a little while after dawning. And we'll all come back full of applejack from the old hayride in the morning. And play on the old hayride in the morning. There'll be ice cream too and a drink for you on the old hayride in the morning. Going to bed at 8, I can hardly wait for the rooster to crow at dawning. Oh, we'll just let loose and we'll raise the deuce on the old hayride in the morning.
Eddie Younger and his Mountaineers on Clarion 5085, singing about On the Old Hayride in the Morning, August 25th, 1930. Of course, you'll recall from last year that Eddie Younger is actually Fred Hall, who wrote that tune, sung with Arthur Fields. Before that, the Farmhands with The Old Hayloft Waltz on Paramount 3294, recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin in March of 1931. That's an accordion and banjo duet, but just who the Farmhands were is a complete mystery. We started the set with Lou Conrad, backed by Leo Reisman and his orchestra, with A Needle in a Haystack, composed by Con Conrad, with the words by Herb Magidson. That's from Brunswick 6973, August 24th, 1934. A Needle in a Haystack is also heard in the 1934 picture The Gay Divorcée, where it's sung and danced to by Fred Astaire. Another Magidson-Conrad song in the film, The Continental, helped the picture win the 1935 Academy Award for Best Music and Original Song. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. It's time once again for another episode of One Thing in Common. You remember, that's where we play a set of rapidly rotating records which seemingly have nothing whatsoever to do with each other, yet have one thing in common. And here to start us off is Joseph Rhines and his orchestra.
From Alpha to Omega, from A to Z. From Alpha to Omega, you're made for me. From left hooks by Dempsey to Braddock's uppercuts. From Jericho to Kokomo, not to mention from soup to nuts. From Journal until Mirror, from coast to coast. From Julia to Norma Shearer, you're what I like the best. And from morning until evening, in misery I shall pine. Till from Alpha to Omega, you're mine.
Howard's quality serenaders have been heard on the show several times before, but that's a first for that tune, Charlie's Idea. Charlie in Charlie's Idea refers to Charlie Lawrence, who played saxophone and clarinet in the band and recorded at least a dozen sides in 1929 and 1930. That was recorded at the Hal Roach Studios in Culver City on April 28, 1929, issued on Victor's Hot Dance Series V-38070. Before that, Tovar's Mexican Players, led by pianist José Conrado de Tovar, with his composition, Rio Bravo. Victor 81831 was recorded in San Antonio, Texas on May 17, 1928. We started the set with Joseph Rhines and his Hotel St. Regis Orchestra, with Joe himself taking the vocal on From Alpha to Omega, from Victor 26022, August 4, 1938. From Alpha to Omega was written by Cole Porter and is from the two-act musical You Never Know, which opened at the Winter Garden Theater a few weeks after that record was made on September 21, 1938, but ran for just 78 performances. So, what do those three records have in common? Well, in the titles, you've got the first three, Alpha Bravo Charlie, of the 26 code words in the NATO, or International Civil Aviation Organization, phonetic alphabet. The ICAO adopted its phonetic alphabet on November 1, 1951, as a universal standard for communicating English letters over a phone or radio to lower the chance of miscommunication and increase operational safety in aviation. Last week, February 2nd, marked the birth in 1875 in Vienna, Austria, of Friedrich Kreisler, better known as violinist and composer Fritz Kreisler. At age 7, he entered the Vienna Conservatory and from 1885 to 1887 studied violin and composition at the Paris Conservatory, graduating with a gold medal at age 12. Let's see, when I was age 12, I was still building dirt forts in the backyard. Kreisler made his American debut at Steinway Hall on November 10, 1888. When he was turned down for a position with the Vienna Philharmonic, he left music to study medicine and art, but returned to the violin in 1899. He served briefly in the Austrian army in World War I, but was honorably discharged after being wounded. He spent the next 10 years in the U.S. before returning to Europe, where he lived until the start of World War II, when he settled once again in the U.S., becoming a naturalized citizen in 1943. He gave his last public concert in 1947 and died in New York City on January 29, 1962. Fun fact, Fritz Kreisler was also an excellent pianist and made a number of Empico reproducing piano roles. Here's Fritz Kreisler. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, there's an unusual arrangement by Django Reinhardt of the first of Chrysler's three Altwiener Tanzweisen, Liebesfreud, played by the Quintet of the Hot Club of France in Paris on December 13, 1940. Before that unusual arrangement, we had an unusual instrument, the zither, with F.E. Bergstaller playing Du alter Stephansturm, which translates as the old refrain. That's from Victor's Traditional Ethnic Series, number 5-80714, recorded in Liederkranz Hall on April 9, 1928. Although Chrysler is shown as composer, it may be just an old folk tune with no known composer. Around the time of this recording, Bergstaller was manager of the Boston branch of music publisher Carl Fischer Incorporated. The year before, he celebrated a 60-year career as a saxophonist. The F.E. in F.E. Bergstaller stands for Franz Eugene, and it was Bergstaller's grandfather, Franz Xaver Bergstaller, also a zither virtuoso, who elevated the small harp-like folk and peasant instrument of Bavaria and Tyrol into a respected concert instrument with a standardized 32 strings and wrote many compositions for it. We started our tribute to Fritz Chrysler with a recording actually by Fritz Chrysler, his Opus 3, Tambourine Chinois, or Chinese Tambourine, on single-sided Victor 12-inch Red Seal, number 74203, recorded April 22, 1915. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. And for those of you who have listened all the way through to this point, here's a musical Easter egg. The fourth movement, Rondo Mucho Grando, of PDQ Bach's Grand Serenade for an Awful Lot of Winds and Percussion, performed by the Turtle Mountain Naval Base Tactical Wind Ensemble.